if most people are going to do something inappropriate and unprofessional and not based on policy, they probably know they're going to have to cover it at some point.
That's Commissioner Rose Ferlita. The board was discussing new policies for the department that conducts internal audits for county employees. The policy in question deals with the time a commissioner has for private special audits before information regarding allegations is released. She says allegations of wrongdoing, even when proven false, can be damaging.
So the guilty person is probably going to think about how they can cover it. But at the same time, depending on that gap from the words point in time, wind up, as opposed to start immediately to let everybody know, the person that is the topic of that audit, you know, just like something in the newspaper, if you get a topic and you have an accusation and an article that's not good, you can disprove it. Really difficult to reverse it.
Right now, there is no internal performance auditor, or IPA. Until last May, Jim Barnes had held that position, but was fired amid damning criticism of his performance. A referendum on November's ballot would create more stringent qualifications for the position and bar the IPA from participating in political activities, among other things. Currently, internal auditing consultant Richard Tarr is filling in, though he's not a county employee. The board wants to hash out how to get the seat permanently filled. Commissioner Kevin Beckner.
I think it's important because we've started our new budget year on October the 1st that we start getting the policies and the office set up in place. And then obviously when the new board comes in place, we would certainly want to do an extensive and appropriate search to find a permanent replacement.
Beckner suggests bringing on an interim auditor rather than using a consultant while they look for a permanent replacement for Barnes. But Kevin White is among those who don't like the idea. And here's why.
Unless it's something that's just so critical and paramount at this moment, I don't see bringing someone in as an interim, and then unless we're just moving in the direction of just trying to make Mr. Tarr the internal auditor, which if that's the case, let's go ahead and put that on the table, and let's go ahead and make a motion and do that as well. But to come in and place policies and procedures and create a new shop and then in less than 45 days start shopping around for a new permanent leader, I don't think that's the correct way to conduct business.